What, then, is the shape and essence of reality now? Apparently, we are still going through a transitional period, suspended between paradigms. Comparable to the era between Kepler and Newton, whatever insights the quantum principle provided, we cling tenaciously to a clockwork universe, as witnessed by psychology, medicine, economics, education. Indeed, nuclear politics represents the ultimate mechanistic machismo, manipulation, exploitation, and even destruction of the Earth and all its life forms in the name of progress. So embedded are we in the old reality, we scarcely know how to formulate an alternative. We hear many voices in the land, sensitive, perceptive thinkers, and the usual assortment of self-proclaimed prophets. All attempt, in the manner of Descartes, to clarify and interpret the emerging worldview. No one has succeeded yet. Revealing clues such as organism, ecology, and holism may indicate a new way of perceiving and thereby organizing reality. The basic principles appear to be unity and interaction, indicating a hierarchy of interdependent levels, each level coherent and whole within itself, obeying its own intrinsic nature. Particles, terrestrial life forms, black holes, but each linked by feedback to adjacent levels. No single level can be defined as ultimate reality, whether quarks, forces, genes, consciousness, galaxies, or the mystic's oneness. All are equally real and valid aspects of reality. What we observe of reality may only be our own observation of it. This is not to say, as do many Eastern traditions, that the only reality is the mind. That's just another form of reductionism. But rather, what we perceive and comprehend is a synthesis of mind, consciousness, and various levels of reality. Or, if you prefer a more radical view, John Wheeler, physicist, proposes we live in an observer-dependent, participatory universe. Quote, in some strange sense, the quantum principle tells us that we are dealing with a participatory universe. The existence of an observer is as essential to the creation of the universe as the universe is to the creation of the observer. End of quote. You and I, and all life forms, may allow the universe to become conscious of itself. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Shanti.